So what then might account for negative and cognitive impairments? One of the leading theories focuses on the neurotransmitter glutamate and especially NMDA receptors, which are one of the types of NMDA receptors. This theory is based on the fact that glutamate is one of the main excitatory transmitters in the brain. It mediates its effects at multiple receptor types, including NMDA receptors, and there are drugs of abuse such as ketamine or phencyclidine, also known as PCP or angel dust, that produce symptoms that closely resemble those of schizophrenia and induce not only positive symptoms, but also negative symptoms and cognitive impairments. Those drugs work by blocking the ion channel formed by NMDA receptors. So the concept is that if you can induce negative and cognitive symptoms of schizophrenia by blocking NMDA receptors, then maybe dysfunction of NMDA receptors is driving these symptoms as part of the illness. NMDA receptors are sensitive not only to glutamate, shown in red, but also to two other amino acids, glycine and D-serine, which are shown in blue, which serve to modulate NMDA receptors. The idea is that the deficit may not be in the NMDA receptors themselves, but instead in the brain pathways that regulate glycine and D-serine.